Now, today's GeoQuiz is for the birds. The Great Backyard Bird Count gets underway this weekend. Thousands of people across the U.S. and Canada plan to pitch in and look upward. The idea is to report on what's on view in your own backyard. The information helps produce online maps showing which species are on the move and which others are flocking. Take a common redpoll, for instance. The common redpoll occasionally shows up at backyard feeders across the northern U.S., but its main habitat is the wide band of northern forest that spans Canada. That forest extends from Newfoundland and Labrador all the way to the far northern Yukon. So what's the name of this Canadian forest that lies mostly above 50 degrees north? We'll get the answer and hear more about the red poles and bar-tailed godwits in about 5 minutes. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, our global hits coming up. First, though, counting birds is no easy task. They keep flying away. But this weekend, avian researchers are enlisting thousands of volunteers across the U.S. and Canada to get some real-time data. Miyoko Chu works at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. The lab organizes the annual Great Backyard Bird Count. Where are you going to be counting birds this weekend?
I'll be home here in Ithaca, New York, with lots of snow on the ground and birds at the feeders, probably watching with my kids. But the Great Backyard Bird Count engages people across the U.S. and Canada, as well as parks, beaches, oceans, you name it, any outdoor location is fair game.
And it also extends internationally, doesn't it?
The Great Backyard Bird Count is just within the U.S. and Canada. We have another project that does extend around the globe called eBird. Anyone, no matter where you are in the world, if you see birds, you can share your sightings and have those data go into a permanent database that can be accessed by scientists and birders.
What's the import of collecting all this data?
For the Great Backyard Bird Count in particular, which happens over 4 days from February 18th through 21st, it creates this instantaneous picture of our continent's birds that you really can't get in any other way. Bird populations are changing all the time. Birds are moving around. They're experiencing environmental threats that may be affecting their populations. And the only way that you can see that impact on a large scale is by gathering data from all around the continent and all around the world, really. As we gather more data, we'll be able to look at global travelers like the bar-tailed godwit that can be found in Alaska, New Zealand, and Russia throughout the year. And it really helps us inventory the world's birds, no matter how small or large their range.
What particular birds are you having people look for?
More than 600 species across the U.S. and Canada will be reported, all the way from rarities that are normally found in Mexico to our most common birds like Canada geese and snow geese and American robins.
I understand you're also keen to get numbers on sandhill cranes, as well as something called a common redpoll.
Each year, one of the most exciting things is which unpredictable species may show up. The common redpoll is a finch that breeds in Canada's boreal forest, this amazing area of 2.3 million square miles that hosts more than 300 bird species. The common redpoll is one of those species, and it happens to come down south to the United States in some years when it can't find enough food. This appears to be one of those years, and we're looking forward to seeing which states report common redpolls in this year's count.
Miyoko, you just slipped in there, and thank you for doing that. The answer to the GeoQuiz, which is indeed the boreal forest, specifically the boreal forest of Canada. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that I think some people will be asking out there. Why should anyone care about the bar-tailed godwit?
I think anyone should care about any bird, regardless of whether they have a chance to see it in their lifetimes. The bar-tailed godwit is a species that has these remarkable migrations. It's a part of our planet and something that is completely irreplaceable. So whether it's your backyard robin or a bar-tailed godwit, scientists are interested in all those data, and I think anyone can relate to the beauty of these birds, whether they simply know that these birds exist and are traveling the continents, or whether they see them in their own backyards.
That was a very convincing answer, and we will provide an image, in fact, of the bar-tailed godwit on our website, theworld.org. Thank you very much, Miyoko Chu, the Cornell Lab of Ornithology.
Thank you.